I know.
That's why we don't talk before the show.
I know, right? We only do this.
Watch this.
Ripped in half. Movie. One star.
Meow, meow, meow. Remix.
One star. One star. Hey, welcome to One Star in Films. I'm Jason.
I'm Roach. You almost had something there. Almost.
It petered out just right.
No. It started off decent and then just like went the way of the dodo.
Kind of like our shows.
Kind of.
Kind of like all the shows are.
Pretty much.
You know, it kept in theme with everything that happens here.
No, but here I was thinking, all right, you know, I might have a new intro bit that I can check, kind of remix for this.
That's why I stopped.
Slowly
it.
Build an intro. No, mm-hmm.
You don't. I'm not going to shit gold and then just hand it to you.
No, we just do this on the fly with no rehearsal. Sometimes.
It's where the best stuff comes from.
It's pretty much how we do the show.
So is the worst stuff come from.
Yeah. This isn't a fly. Judd Apatow movie.
It's like if three idiots got together with no preparation.
Remix. World star.
Start fighting.
Oh, man.
I spent a day watching Las Vegas fights on the strip, and every person starts off by saying world star.
Yeah, they do.
Filming the fight.
Well, they do that in hopes like it's going to get picked up by World Star.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I'm Steve.
And I'm Roach.
And this is One Star Film. This is not Ripped in Half today. We're doing this first before Ripped in Half.
Yeah. And if you thought
know
be,
that, never mind.
You thought it's going to be five
We're
star
doing the same
films.
As always.
Behind the scenes stuff.
Five star films will be next week.
Okay. Yeah. Roach wants to bring Citizen Kane.
We'll all watch Citizen
More like
Kane.
Citizen Lame.
Oh, I suggested Birth of a Nation, man. I said that was right up your alley.
I thought there was a History Channel documentary.
No, okay. It's black and white and they don't
More
talk.
Like Abortion of a Nation.
Oh, wow. It's terrible, man.
Abortion of a
Nation. Jesus.
So today on One Star Films, we have the greatest movie of all time, The Hidden. I found this on cable one day. I forgot where I was watching. I think it was on Sci-Fi Channel.
Lifetime, maybe?
I don't know. Whatever it was like 3 in the morning.
Maybe it was a Hallmark
and
channel.
And I caught it in halfway, and it just looked crazy. And I was like, this would be perfect. But it almost too
probably
good.
Probably TNT.
It's almost too good to be on One Star, like most films on One Star.
You think so? I mean, like, well, all right, we got a little information on it.
An alien parasite with the ability to possess human bodies goes on a violent crime spree in L.A., pursued by a human cop and an alien cop inhabiting a human body. There we go.
God, right. That sounds... This is starring...
So, parasite that possesses humans is being chased by a cop who possesses humans.
No, by a cop and a space cop, I guess you could say.
But again, space cop that... possesses humans.
I'm sorry, an alien cop.
Yeah, he's also guilty of possessing another human body.
Yeah.
While he does his work.
But he's an alien cop though.
But he's in the good side.
He has the right to. I mean, like, you can't walk around.
He's got to blend in.
You can't walk around with a gun.
What do you mean he has the right to?
He has the right to. He's an alien cop.
It's like
cop.
Commandeering a vehicle. It's like, sorry, ma'am, I'm a commandeer.
Which
cops
can't actually do.
I'm a universal police officer, ma'am. I need to commandeer your body and I need to pursue the suspect.
I am the FBI female body inspector, and I must commandeer this body for her.
Oh, yeah. So I was filling her up, like, this will make a good one. I have a lot of fun with this. Then he just, like, changes and starts in an alley touching himself.
No, oh, skin bag. You're so good.
Oh. What are these things? I'll slap his tits.
All right. Well, this is starring Kyle MacLachlan, Michael Norrie.
Sarah MacLachlan's older brother.
Oh, yeah. I will be there for you. Will you be there for me? He wasn't, unfortunately. Claudia Christian, Clarence Felder, and Clue Gulager. He must be the alien.
Clue Gulager.
You know, the only
I don't
name
think
I even recognize here
is
a person
Kyle
is Kyle MacLachlan.
Well, let's keep going. I mean,
I know I recognize the name MacLachlan, but isn't Kyle MacLachlan as a whole?
Yeah, Kyle MacLachlan. He's from
this
in such films as Oh yeah,
Dune.
This guy.
Dune. Blue Velvet, Twin Peaks. He was the star.
From Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
I'm so clueless.
I mean, I don't know if I have to go on. Flintstones, he was the bad guy.
Now that picture does not... Okay, see,
Jesus.
That's, yeah.
The Doors.
Oh, he was in Inside Out. That's right. He was a dad. And he was in The Doors, too.
I'm the only actor not, hurt by this film.
If you must know, he is...
Muppets versus Goldman Sachs?
He is David Lynch's favorite actor, I think.
Wait a minute.
Because he's in all of his shit.
Go back up for a second for Whoopi's Gold. Coming up next in One Star Films.
Yeah. Goldman Sachs. Oh, it's a short. Yeah.
In 2012, does this have to do with the housing crisis?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh.
Like with using Muppets, they teach you how your family lost their home.
For the animated film Justice League: The New Frontier, he did the voice of Superman.
Okay.
Interesting.
He was in the Sisterhood of Traveling Pants number 2. And that's why I recognize him.
Oh, he's in Injustice? Or Injustice?
Injustice.
Okay, not Injustice, yeah, the not video the game. In no. North.
It's in, like, you're inside of Justice. Yeah. The Invisible Man, Hamlet.
Showgirls, yeah, like I said.
Mad Dog Time. Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a one star.
Huh.
Yeah, Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
Wait a minute, go back to Twin Peaks.
Dune was his first.
Oh, wow, Dune was his first? Jeez. Yeah. Well, The Hidden was his third, so we're kind of on a roll with... Twin Peaks was down there, wasn't
okay,
it?
Then, so...
Hmm.
We got any other information?
Oh, Hamlet. He was in Hamlet. Good job. Good job, Kyle MacLachlan.
At the box office, this movie grows $9,747,000.
Sounds like a winner. Budget?
We have to go to another website to find that out.
Do you know where to go?
I know where to go for that. I'm doing that right now.
No, I'm not talking about you.
Oh.
I do, but sometimes you can just find it here, too. That's what I was hoping for.
That's why I found the total. I didn't find the...
Oh.
Hey, the bare minimum,
you
guys.
You should have already been on the other side since I was on this one.
Fine. I am also doing that.
I love that sound. Oh, fuck. That's the greatest thing to hear on any show. Just... Oh.
Where is this?
Oops. Oh, where are you jumping to?
Remember when Johnny Carson went... Oh,
it doesn't have a number. Well, I'm looking fine right now.
The Hidden.
It just says opening weekend, it made $2.5 million, a little less than $2.5 million.
Really?
Yeah. So it didn't really hit very well when it first came out.
This looks like it's supposed to be a really good movie.
Jason, either that or it just has high scores because of some weird cult following thing.
Maybe. Let's compare it to The Room.
That's how we gauge everything.
Yeah.
Say if you look at the last one we did, the Dead Alive, it was the same thing.
Yeah, but that was based off a video game.
Yeah, that's the reason why. Not like those other great movies based off video games.
This
has a tomato reading of 77%. Awesome. Audience thing of 72%.
Yeah, this is
what do critics know.
Five people say it's rotten. Out of 17 fresh.
That's out of professional critics, right?
I have no idea. I don't know if they're actually professional or not. I guess you could say
so. Well, let's look at the comments.
I really don't think a lot of them are professional critics.
I don't think so either.
I always thought the one side is mostly people, at least people who are part of a blog of note or part of an actual newspaper.
New York Times, Variety, Time Out. I don't see. San Francisco.
You don't subscribe to Time Out magazine?
I did
it's
one.
Mostly a way to discipline your children.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, fullviewdrivein.com, combustible celluloid. Yeah, some of these are just like...
These might be writers who actually were maybe big-time critics and went on to do their own thing.
Mountain Express from Asheville, North Carolina.
Why does he have to tell that? You know what? Fuck that guy's opinion.
Wow, he's a winner.
Yeah.
All right, well, okay, so it seems to be a good movie, but that's just the opinions of some. What is our opinion?
Yeah, I don't follow the.
Well, we're
going
to have
news.
To watch it and find out.
I forgot. I don't know.
So, this is Jason's latest gem offering for us.
What?
Yeah, he took us to.
What was the last movie I got to pick?
No, and that's what I was saying. We'll see how it turns out.
What was the last movie I got to pick that you can say stuff like that? That was like.
Okay. That's kind of true. I don't know what the last movie you chose was.
Well, that was.
After like 10
I think it was. Wasn't it
row.
Cherry Blossom or something?
No, Cherry 2000. Which we liked. Yes. The one before that was the fucking shitty Adam Sandler one.
Oh, Ridiculous.
That we couldn't even finish.
I didn't pick that.
Yeah, you
we
did.
Just watched it.
I suggested it because it was there, and you protested on air. And then we finally convinced you that you should sit down and drink beer.
I think there's a different one.
And then we watched it, and none of us could get through the fucking first 45 minutes of that film.
I think we only got an hour in.
Hour? Fuck,
I don't even think we made a full hour.
Yeah.
I think that's just how long that particular episode ran because we cut it off.
Maybe. But all right, so let's kind of get to the movie because we're really running out of time and be nice to watch this movie, you know?
I know you're excited about it. Just
I am excited. Just I didn't know
down,
Kyle dude. MacLachlan was in here.
Oh, that's what it changed your mind? You would have been here on time for the show?
Oh, yeah, of course. I would have told my girlfriend, like, look, I got better things to do.
All right, New Line Cinemas. Remember that?
You would have told her, bitch, I got to go watch a Kyle MacLachlan alien film.
Not since I watched Ninja Turtles on VHS since I've seen New Line Cinema.
Oh, by the way, the movie started, guys.
Freddy vs. Jason.
Oh, we also didn't do the whole thing, we might need to start that over again.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we have to.
Okay, forget it, guys. We'll start this over again, and you can be on the same level as us. Is the sound working?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything the whole time.
I don't know if it has anything at the beginning.
It probably doesn't. Let's see if we can do that. All right.
Let's hope for it.
So hold on.
That's the sound. So
that's the sound.
Yeah.
You could have just
like your
rewinded
Twitter,
it.
Your Twitter
start.
Thing?
Now there you go.
No.
Okay, it's not that one now.
Ready? And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, get away from me, you fucking bird. It's only human.
New Line Cinemas, not since Ninja Turtles on VHS have I seen this.
Cowabunga.
Hey, pause it for a second and get a beer.
Are you serious?
Just random crap we do. We're just having fun here. Yes.
Okay, I hear something now.
A lot of muttering.
A film by Jack Shoulder.
Shoulder.
But no, by Jack Shoulder.
Ooh, hope this looks that good.
Yeah, this should just be an entire film of just video cameras.
Just closed-circuit television?
That would be interesting. That would be an interesting way of filming something.
That'd be an artsy film.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why is there an
elevator
doorman?
Is this a trailer?
Doorman?
What is this?
We should have saw the trailer, huh?
There is not a lot of movies that when they show the title card, it's animated.
Yeah.
Like
because this
with like a weird scene from the film animated in the title card.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen a movie with the title card.
I like this bright green lettering for it too.
I don't know. There's like Secret of the Ooze lettering.
Yeah, it should be melting halfway.
Or Dead Alive.
It's New Line. They were planning on Turtles 2. They're testing their colors.
John McCain. John McCain is in this.
John McCain. Oh, here we go. We got the guy. Is this Columbine?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I need to use your ATM machine.
Is this large overcoat 2-inch conspicuous to be in the bank?
Honestly, if you ever see somebody in an overcoat go into a bank and just stand there, you should probably be time
if
to leave.
If you see something, you know? Say something.
If you see something, say something.
This was in the 80s.
After terrorist! Took out that fucking sign for low fucking interest rates.
Wait, did he shoot anybody besides the cops?
Well, he shot a sign.
Pick all these paper towels
up.
Yeah,
but he shot towards that guy who's hiding behind the pillar right there. Wait, what did he grab?
He took sacks of money. Wait a minute, is that a camera? Are you looking at me?
You didn't get my good side. Goodbye.
You wake up in the morning and your thumb is out.
Oh, it's Wells Fargo.
Did the Saved by the Bell intro.
That explains it. That cop is a terrible shot.
Oh, this looks way better in HD, though.
Kind of does.
This is HD.
Well, it's more better HD than it was when I saw. Check out that Ferrari. It's very nice. Put in my jock jams.
You know what? That is the right music to play after you just robbed the bank.
I would have liked the Saved by the Bell intro.
In a Ferrari? Yeah, the Saved by the Bell after that camera went
that
out.
That would have been great.
Yeah, but you guys are fucking nerds, though. Like, that, you don't do that.
It just would have been funny.
I like how the cops believe some random person saying, he went that way.
Hey, he went that way. He went that way. They're all pointing that way.
So the only two cops at the scene took off instantly.
Thing is, too, everyone said he went that way. And what? What does it look like?
Yeah. They also pointed the other way down the street.
Can we get the track while he's driving? Come on. Not just while, like, we're
when
in
they cut
the car.
To him? Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear the whole thing the entire time.
Oh, not just inside, yeah.
Yeah.
This must have been expensive only because, like, they have a Ferrari. To carry that insurance on it alone for a film.
Well, this is a film directed by Jack Shoulder.
It's still. Maybe that's his personal car. Oh, see, now they just dented a Ferrari. She won't let him pass him.
We need to see a dead body just fly out the car. Wow, this is a really exhilarating police chase, you know?
Yeah.
Damn. I thought he was like getting
If he went in that parking garage, I'd have been like, that's a fucking good move right there.
Yeah, it is.
I'd be impressed as fuck.
I'm assuming this is an alien, though.
I just want to... We just have a tail laid out. We have a tail laid out. He ain't gonna fucking run through us. In Echo Park. I think that is Echo Park.
Man, this car is going through some shit, dude.
I know, that Ferrari's fucked up.
Name that band, Steve.
I was trying to think that.
What a bitch!
Yeah, that's him, all right. That's Jack.
He's in other movies, too. Man. So was that guy.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Real gentleman.
When's the last time you saw him?
Oh, I haven't.
Those are those motels in Burbank where people bring, like, their child stars into this live in L.A. while they do fucking auditions. We've got to move.
They've got the freeze. God, that quaff on his head is fucking crazy.
West Hollywood. Thanks for your help.
I don't know why, but that is a thing of, like, the 80s and early 90s fucking hair that's just... gray and peppered and fucking curly as fuck. And it looks so fake.
I think they just put electrical tape on that car to make it look like it's banged up.
Yeah.
Oh, here it's the classic. Oh, classic drive-thru stuff.
All right, this is already getting a good rating.
That's
so
not really
far.
Different.
That toy gun. Delmar.
He ain't getting past us unless there's some kind of turn.
Wait, is that a cop back there? Or is that just some guy holding a gun? That black guy right there.
He's probably a detective.
You think so? He looks like a dork.
Detectives aren't plain clothes.
That's a terrible looking.
Hey, wait a minute. Oh, that was a Chevy Nova. Oh no, it's a four-door Grand Torino.
I don't know.
There's one up on Central.
Hey, Beck.
He doesn't help none.
He's a cop in another movie. I just can't think of what it is.
Who's that guy?
I think they've
I
all,
know you're obsessed with that
they've
guy,
all
but
actually
no.
been in cops in other movies.
Yeah.
Kind of a typecast, really.
See, there's Harrison Ford.
I'm just amazed by how well and clean that part of L.A. looks. Because, you know, nowadays it does not look that clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a lot more crowded. I think this is just Melrose. And part of Pico.
Oh, the alien just left him. It's like, oh, wait, what's going on?
Give me that.
Oh, shit, here we got Sharpshooter. He looks a little bit like Russell Crowe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He does look like Russell Crowe.
Like a mix between
kinda,
Russell
yeah.
Crowe and Heisenberg. Bryan Cranston, that's what I'm talking about.
Aim for the engine block, boys. Gotta get one last shot. Back when guns sounded more like cannons than guns.
Yeah. Well, the Foley sound was supposed to be more action than realistic.
Man, those cars are annoying.
You guys are dicks, man.
What the fuck?
We don't like Ferraris in this town.
Pretty much.
No one even shot at him. They shot at his stupid car. That detective with the shotgun, he's also in the GoBots film.
That's coming out?
No, like the 1986 GoBots film. Oh. He was the voice of Boulder.
Well, I guess I heard they were planning on doing a GoBots film. So I was like, oh, really?
That's stupid.
Mr. DeVries' condition is deteriorating. We'll have to move him back to intensive care.
You think you'll make it, Doc? Well, with all the
wow, that's good makeup.
I wonder if this alien transfers around like the demon does from Fallen.
Good.
Fallen.
Denzel Washington and I think John Goodman were
Detective Denzel Beck. Washington plays a cop chasing after a guy. Turns out he's possessed like by a demon. The demon jumps the body done. By touching other people. And the only way to stop it is to literally kill whatever body it's inhabiting with nothing around for it to inhabit.
I thought I was looking up Detective Beck's name because I thought he was the boyfriend in Tough Turf.
Uh-huh. If anybody deserves he's not. To know that way,
sure but he looks like the boyfriend from Tough Turf. This classroom can also be converted into a cop fucking station. The best I've got. If I give him to you now, I'll never get him back again. My department them boots. Will then crumble. Yeah, but what about my boots? The city will fall into ruin. Rampaging hordes will control the streets. I'm only here to talk about do I pull these boots off.
Listen here, Chief.
With the sweater.
I've heard you talking for the past 5 minutes.
Those boots do that. I mean, you've gotten some threats. You don't want some dead ass blowing him away. It's like if you mix the Duke and Mr. Rogers right here. He's a better man now.
He's been with Beck for over a year. Listen here, you son of a bitch. Give him I want you to be my neighbor.
All right, for you, Harry. Because you know you saved my ass that one day.
Remember Nam? You remember when we were back in Nam? And I told you all those Puerto Rican girls were okay to kill and rape.
Here's your cop in the background again.
Lieutenant Masterson.
Yeah, I'm Masterson. Who are you?
Lloyd Gallagher, FBI.
I come from a place very far away.
Following
we
a
collect
suspect,
spice.
I need some local law enforcement help.
There's these giant worms that kill people. Beetlejuice Land?
Yes.
I'm curious.
He's also a cop in other films, too.
No, I've seen him. I have seen him in other stuff for sure. But no, I'm curious. Like, did the alien cop possess an actual human cop get to pass off?
That's her ability.
As an FBI agent, or is he just like some random schmo? But
pretending to be an
I'm
FBI.
I'm gonna pretend to be FBI. Yeah.
Since I'm human, I'll blend in up. Yeah. No, he took over a real FBI guy.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was
Lloyd Gallagher, FBI, Seattle. You'll be working with him the next few days.
I'm in the middle of a case here. I haven't finished my shooting report. What am I supposed to do?
No cops ever like working with the FBI in anything. Please. The FBI comes like, oh, the FBI is here. How
can I refuse? That was Twin Peaks. That's what he was FBI again, and
everyone gives you shit.
Yeah. Like, this is a small, quiet mountain.
Because all they do is take over, call jurisdiction, and it's like, well, you're out of here now.
I never watched Twin Peaks. Wasn't that some weird sci-fi thing?
Yeah, it was. It was just on a regular like TV network. It was a David Lynch show.
It was a sci-fi show. Though.
Fucking fabulous show too. It was great. Come on, give me a break. I haven't seen my wife in a month.
Believe me, she's fine. I was with her last night. He just threw all his work. He just threw all his work on that guy's desk and said, "Here."
How have you not seen your wife in a month, you asshole? Did you go home?
So who are we looking for? Public enemy number one.
His name is Jack DeVries.
Jack DeVries?
Jack DeVries.
Stockbroker?
Right.
How long have you been after him?
About a month. A
month, huh? Why don't you go buy yourself a drink?
Why?
Because he's in the hospital and he's not going to make it through the night.
Which hospital?
St. Joseph's.
First of May.
He ain't going anywhere. What's your hurry?
He's dying, you asshole. That's what's his hurry.
I need to give him his last rites. He has to have a proper alien funeral.
That is ugly.
So
he's going
to come crawling out of his mouth like, you know, Jason goes to hell.
Where am I? Hey, he looks pretty sweet.
Wait, is that one of the detectives?
I think it's why would they put him in the same room as another detective? I think it's another guy in the hospital.
Okay, he just kind of looked like one of those generic detectives. Just
no, he's pulling
guy.
Bandages off that are bloody, and there's no wounds under said bandages.
They're just taped onto his arm.
Maybe he's... Well, I mean, like, his fucking face makeup looks
those
terrible, too.
Those are details too. That people don't care about. There's blood on his arm, Steve.
That's right. It's like Jason Goes to Hell.
Nice.
So, the alien is a spider slug.
Wait. Let's actually look at the alien first.
It's a spider slug.
It's a whale dork.
Yeah, it's a whale's penis.
Oh, that's a big fucking thing, dude.
Ew.
How does that all fit in his mouth?
I know. Neither your jaw nor your neck stretches that big.
Still no rhythm.
Well, can you feel a pulse?
There's still enough sense to put the other guy back in the bed.
Okay, let's try it again.
Like, you think you'd be exhausted after vomiting all that up.
Yeah, well, the other thing, too, is like...
It shocked him back?
How does stomach acid not hurt this alien parasite thing?
Yeah, I'm okay.
And how does it take over the whole nervous system and not make his stomach also go fat?
I don't know. It's kind of a
doctor?
It makes no sense. You know, so
it would make sense if it was a smaller parasite.
I like all the pockets in the nurse outfit.
Yeah. Okay, it'd make more sense if it was a small parasite. Because of the size of it, it makes no sense.
You did have you had an extended stomach every time you...
Yeah.
Just
picked himself up and walked
the hell out of here? I don't know. Look, he just got up and left when I went to find you.
What do you mean he just got up?
How does it survive in the stomach acid?
Can I help you?
None of you can help me now.
FBI. Mr. Miller has an extremely bad stomach condition.
That's a passport, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. FBI. That's a library card.
It's just a piece of paper with your thumbprint on it.
That's a Costco club card. It's like
Colin McLaughlin, wallet owner.
Got up and walked out. Colin McLaughlin, wallet owner. I like that. But
I
know that that's not
the man you're looking for. I have a family. This is the family that came with the wallet. He's a fine, very honest gentleman. Yeah, somehow this alien makes you like compulsive, like kleptomaniac.
Who loves?
He loves his music. That's for sure.
Yeah, he loves hard rock, yeah, Ferraris, and music. Movies, yeah, money.
Money. Yo. Yeah, it's a really weird premise for this person to have, but it's very simple. To you, Wang. I like his suit too.
I was gonna say, why is this guy wearing a suit?
A green suit. I'm a record store owner.
I'll beat you with your own foam bat, you asshole.
What is it? Debbie Harry's right there in the background. I would actually like to go to the store though. I know these buttons do something.
Huh. Yeah, what is this alien's endgame? He's just...
He got like $60 out of that red shirt.
White Castle, nice.
I don't know how long he's been on Earth to like decide he likes these things from Earth.
I think he just experienced them as, on the way. And like, you know what? I like this. I'm going to take it. Like he has no thoughts of right or wrong, but if he likes it, he'll take it.
Well, obviously he has thoughts of right or wrong. He knows. Well,
also, he didn't get any batteries for that thing.
Oh, also, no. It's fucking 8:10 in the morning. Is that?
It's 9:10 in the morning.
9:10.
That'd be crazy. Some old man playing metal in a boombox.
Walking down the street.
Newsflash for you: the breeze is dead.
Let me show you my wallet real quick.
Who's this? Public enemy number two.
It's my boyfriend.
His name is Jonathan P. Miller.
Brought to you by Pepsi.
I need to find him.
I'm also looking for a man in a green mask.
Is he gonna give his file to the other guy? I haven't seen my wife in like another month.
He does. He gave it to him.
It
wasn't funny the first time.
It was funny the first time. It's even better the second time.
Quite the desperado. Still handing out the death penalty for unpaid traffic tickets. I don't do traffic tickets.
I have real crimes.
Ooh, what a maverick cop he is.
He gets to his paperwork really fast, mostly by hanging off that other guy. Shop over on Melrose and Stanley. Hey, it's Mr. T from DC Cab.
This guy looks like the gayest cop ever.
He's obviously undercover.
He's doing a bad job at it. His fucking gun's right there. And his badge.
What the hell is that lady wearing?
That's a lady?
It's a lady?
It was a lady, yeah.
Was it a guy?
It's a dress, right?
No. It's a jacket of some sort.
And it's a woman wearing it.
That is a woman.
Looked like a dude who is LARPing.
Yeah, it did.
It's like Dr. Forrester from Mr. Science Theater.
Yeah.
Here's your cop again. Why are you obsessed with him all the time? You just don't like black guys in LAPD?
That's a great look for a girl.
Classic 80s.
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm just checking up on a couple of traffic tickets.
Come here.
Yes, Daddy, what can I help you with?
Sanchez, call a coroner. See if you can get guy's developing a wit. Right, sir, you got
it. Sanchez, he was in that other movie.
There's always a cop named Sanchez.
Yeah, there is.
Sanchez and O'Brien.
And there's a bad guy named Mendoza.
Oh, yeah.
Mendoza!
The guy you came here for is dead. Your job here is done.
I suggest you get on the next flight back to Seattle.
Excuse me, officer. You don't talk to special agents that way.
I'll make him understand.
With mullets like that, or whatever that thing is.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, he was walking out the other day.
He tried to stiff me for $50, but I got it back.
I gave him my number.
And a fucking sucking fuck. And he tried to give me 20.
Armed and dangerous. Shall we get started? You have that picture of Miller?
Told you.
What a shitty picture.
Use this instead.
Yeah.
Oh, and give all your paperwork to the other guy.
And then also, here's another folder. Give it to your wife.
It's a picture of my cock. It's very,
Yeah, you used to work with him. This alien thing used to be a cop, too, I guess.
If you want my help, you better think about telling me what's going on.
You're tracking down a criminal. He's come to your city. You've been assigned to help me find him.
Come to your planet?
If it's that simple, why is the Bureau sending you down here?
Don't have anything on Miller because he's always changing his identity. The same with DeVries. You didn't have anything on him until a couple of weeks ago because that's when you finally caught up with him as DeVries. Before that, he was Arvin J. Lusk in Portland, and before that, William Butler in Seattle. Miller does the same thing. This is the closest I've been. I've got to be stopped here before he moves again. We'll take my car.
It's got rocket boosters. It's a Ferrari. Oh, he likes Porsches.
Got clapped. I would take a Ferrari, though.
God, that thing is tiny. Holy shit.
It's a Porsche.
I know, but still.
It's a basically elongated Volkswagen.
Something about these alien cops and their fancy cars.
What? You just take a Volkswagen and stretch it out? You have this car.
How do you have enough time to put on lipstick?
You must be paying pretty good these days. Pretty good.
I didn't like how he did that turn. That jerky turn. Yeah, but yeah.
Mind me asking how much one of these costs?
No.
How much? I don't know. You don't know. What'd you do, steal it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Seems like all aliens like metal.
I think that's the whole soundtrack of this. I think whoever did this movie loves metal. You better get that thing in your
head.
Oh,
never mind. It's just this asshole in a fucking diner blasting his
Members Only jacket. Yeah, classic Members Only jacket. I always want a jacket like that, guys. The leather one. Is he steak blasting a boombox? I like the product placement there. See, this is when America was great, when you could just do that. You'll never recreate that. I can't go in a Denny's with a boombox. I've already gotten my food and they finally tell me to shut up.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, everybody has a problem. Nobody says anything.
Why is anyone else not enjoying this like me?
I know.
I know.
Bunch of stuck up bitches. That's what's... Got some Earl Grey tea right there. Peppermint.
Ooh.
Oh, spearmint. Wow.
Yeah. Chai mimosa.
Chamomile.
Organization in bettering the lives of the young people in this community stands as an example to the rest of the nation that, yes, government can and should serve the needs of the small as well as the giant.
I've never been a politician before.
It'd be Senator, fun. Is it true you'll be announcing your campaign plans this Tuesday?
Oh, you'll have to wait for next Tuesday for help. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Hey, that guy's on TV. I could be on TV.
I want to be a politician.
I have diarrhea.
Is he gonna, I was going to say.
Indigestion.
Is he going to shit his pants?
To a table, honey.
He took over a body that has stomach issues.
Ooh.
Me like car.
My car.
Oh, my boombox. There's a cigarette machine in a diner. That's great. 87. Good times.
Yeah.
In LA.
He's just going to run out.
They get a brand new Zenith color.
Wow. Security Pacific Bank. Haven't seen that in forever.
Give me back my car. This damn feeble body. You know what? Next time, don't capture.
He just keeps going. They're like, fuck it. Come on.
Capture a victim with a heart problem.
Wait, they went back to the fucking
the record store.
St. Joseph's from here?
About a mile. Why?
Which direction? We'll start at the end of the block and work back.
Oh, you're calling the shots now, huh?
I know how the suspect operates.
FBI.
Don't have much
I'm also
time.
FBI. I have over jurisdiction over here. So yeah.
I suppose he was there visiting DeVries,
yeah.
Right? Why don't you just tell me some of the shit so I don't have to follow you around asking 20 questions? We're supposed to be on the same side.
Miller came from the hospital. He was there to see DeVries.
Oh, thank you. That is illuminating. Boy, that's
well, fuck you. Why would I tell you anything if you're going to be a sarcastic
hey,
asshole?
Why would he come in here and kill a guy for a lousy $100 and a radio?
Because he likes it. He sees something he wants, he steals it. Something gets in his way, he kills it. And right now, he's hiding out in your city.
You're talking about Miller.
Right.
Well, that sounds a lot to me like you're talking
their
about
their hair DeVries. Is done so perfect.
You don't
perfect.
Think you might be a little confused?
Nothing no, out of no. place. Nothing out of place. Even his. It's actually pretty crazy.
Ooh, that's Ooh. Pretty.
Those are ones that are only... Those are death traps, but they look cool in posters. But they'll kill you.
My brand.
So, are you impressed?
I'm impressed.
Mario Lopez?
That's because this car makes an impression.
Yeah, but the question is, do I
I'm
trade
I'm Fabrizio
Vergatti.
I make this car.
I want this car.
I'll bet you do, dear.
Dear?
Should we go to my office?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm buying this one. The seats are seat. The leather looks ugly.
Yeah, it does.
It's 87. What do you expect?
Yeah, but you it's your base.
Sir, please, don't. It's not a toy. Just let me finish with this gentleman and I'll show you another car.
Yeah, right? The slime ball tweed
car.
Jacket.
This car is sold. Thank you.
Don't worry, I have another one in the lot. You can have the same one.
Hey, buddy. I'm buying this car. Don't touch it.
Fuck you. I'd put my handprint on that fucker thing, then.
We get an occasional metal case here, but don't worry, I'll take care of
it. He's...
Eddie! Yo.
Let's call the big black guy to run off the old white dude.
Hey, get this bum out of here. He looks like a big orderly.
He does.
He's in movies, too. I've seen him in a lot of stuff.
Hey,
as a big Dickie. Orderly.
Yeah, as a big orderly. Or a football
what
guy.
What do you think you're doing?
I need the keys.
Fine. I have a car.
So we're going to get the keys, man.
This is a really weird scene. Like, it makes sense, but it's kind of boring.
Don't come back. I won't be as friendly next time.
Looks Cuban with his fucking shirt.
What is your problem? You understand English?
I don't want to kiss you, but I might.
Beat it!
I work with a guy who looks just like that.
Got it.
Oh, shit!
If a car came with a free line of cocaine,
no
buy a car every week, yes. That's how you sell a guy.
Out
on
of
that.
Nowhere, man.
Thank you.
It's in the trunk of the car!
That is awesome.
Well, though, technically, that's thank the motor. Now, huh? But still.
Cream your pants when you do 100 with this baby.
100 in the city
and a gold-plated razor too.
Anybody oh man, they used to have magazine tools, like magazine ads for stuff like that.
That's
for like
classic,
little
right
like for mirrors, cutting tools, little like the little thing to sniff in your nose, little cup thing.
Like a gold-plated snorter. There.
Yeah, all that stuff used to be sold back in magazines and shit, dude.
Dude, that's
holy shit.
That's class.
Yeah, it is. It was really cool. Come in little wooden boxes.
See,
or shit like
we
that.
Need to bring. We need the 80s back. That's the America we need.
The 80s is coming back.
Those are fast, good times, but then you realize people get too much into it, and then they start ruining lives. Like, the fun part was in the beginning. After that, people just loot, like, they just get too, they just do too much, and they fuck it up for everyone else. That's how most drugs go.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Bye.
Axel Foley's coming.
See ya.
I don't even recognize most of these.
Sorry.
That's why I don't like that coaster either.
Well, we got a couple of cars out there with plates on them. One registered a 3.
They look like Larry Miller to me.
Curio. Another one, Mercedes.
He looks like an off-brand Tom Hanks.
Anchor Imports. I think it's his stiff's here. We don't have a name yet. His wallet was lifted. We're running it down now.
What about the owner?
And Byron Allen is in the background the there.
Right,
he was
to contact him, find out what the inventory
I thought that was Arsenio Hall.
No, Byron Allen. He's Black Dynamite's brother in the beginning of the movie.
It's not
Oh, shit.
Okay there, drive. That's turkeys. Right.
Black Dynamite, I'm your 12-year-old brother.
Yes.
But I don't want the felony warrant on the red Ferrari.
Tell him that he's his younger version of himself.
I want Miller and I want him now.
Yeah, that's April O'Neil.
That's on Melrose.
Is it?
No, it's not. That's something else. Also Rodeo. Oh, we're two blocks over from what I was thinking of.
Wait, so he has a sexual drive of a human too?
Oh, that'd be funny.
I think it's a thing of power. He's a guy who drives a Ferrari, a guy who's important.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right.
And pulls bitches.
Hey, there, you want to have some...
You.
Fuck off.
Isn't that the same thing the other guy did? Where's my gun?
I'm going to shoot this
they
bitch.
They left.
That was not the response I expected.
I'm driving the friend's car. I pointed on the bitches. And they told me to fuck off. Let's see how much money I have.
The harem move.
Oh, nice. That's the best move to make. Just get a really good-looking prostitute.
I can find fine furniture or go to strip club.
Strip club.
Ah, he went to Anchor Imports. He went to strip club. He went to the fucking place first. That proves how alien he is, because he picked the import place over the strip club that was in his car, in his wallet.
Both had normal lives till a few days ago, and now they're killing people. Read minds, or was that just a shot in the dark?
I read minds.
Oh, yeah? What was I just thinking?
That I'm full of shit.
Impressive.
Not really. Pretty simple to read.
Hey, we're cops. We can do what we want.
I don't read minds, and I'd like to know if you're just doing your job or if there's something personal between you and these two clowns.
I guess you could say it's personal. He killed my partner.
That's how you get cops to shut up.
I know, that's a very sacred thing.
Which one killed your partner?
Both.
Surprised the Bureau let you stay on the case. I hear they're not.
Don't get on mic, man.
You mean to get it on mic, sir?
What would you do? As a cop?
As a man.
As a human.
I lost a partner once.
I drank a lot, hit my wife, and went to work every day. Like a man. This is full of crap. I thought this was the strip club.
Where are the bitches?
That's how you. I figured they were just pulling in alien fucking bitches from other planets, and then they're forced to strip.
Hey, where the white women at?
I don't know.
This will be my fucking place of operations.
I like how he still hasn't cleaned the blood out of his nose.
He doesn't even feel it or know.
Ooh, boobies.
It's not the same.
Not quite the stiff action I was looking for, but...
He had that stereo growing up.
I had it too. I believe in sunshine. Like, what the hell is this crap?
This isn't metal.
It does. It looks like
this
it's actually...
This is the furthest thing from metal.
Pissing
this is like,
him off.
Yeah, this is when he played pop music in front of you, Steve. That's how your facial expression changes.
Now you see what I'm going to do to your stereo next time.
Hey, when you're in the car and it's your car, you can play whatever you want.
Yeah, you're not an alien, Steve. Hey, can you give me one of mine? Thank you.
Boy, they're good looking. How are you?
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Damn, look at these old wrinkled blinds.
Ugh, gotta take a shit. Oh.
So every time the body bubbles like that, is that like a hot tub for the alien?
I was kind of thinking that it must be something with it, like it hurts him inside. To well, that no, point,
the
I mean,
the body he's in is bad.
Yeah.
But it's like bubbling inside the stomach of it, and that's where the alien happens to be chilling. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I might have came out wrong, but
don't die yet. We just found the arsenal.
The arsenal. Oh yeah, he's really biting the dust right here. Is he gonna take over a gun now?
Ugh.
He's
coming out the back of the head? Well, what's going on?
I can't quite reach the zipper.
Thank you.
I'll try this new thing called heroin that these humans are raving about.
Wait, why is he getting weirded out about this?
I don't get why he's crawling out of the veins.
That was gross.
I think this body isn't, like, made to maintain that alien.
Well, this body's dying.
Well, yeah, because he wasn't, like, in good shape to begin with. He was in a hospital bed in a coma.
I just don't get why this alien's, like, his body parts are uncontrollably coming out of veins and shit.
You can see somebody's shadow.
Buckley owns Anchor Imports, which owns the Mercedes. Let's see if Mr. Buckley has a record. Looks like this guy's an arms dealer.
Oh, and cocaine sale. Look at that.
Possession of narcotics for sale, firearms possession, felon in possession of arms.
Another law-abiding citizen, huh?
What does he have in his hand?
It looks like a flamethrower.
What the hell is that?
A flamethrower, man. Can you believe it? Patrol picked this up off some homeboy on the street.
Okay. What did you see? Chunks of flames? That'd be cool. Zip guns.
Like that is a really cool
shoots fireballs?
Game. Yeah, it streams, but...
Oh,
yeah.
I thought... Because it seemed like it had a cocking action, so I think it would just, like, oh, that shoot would a be chunk cool. of flame it ball did. Out of here.
It did have a cocking You're action.
A yeah, so, like, you check it, and then it'll shoot a flame ball at you.
That would actually be pretty awesome. Even if it's, like, a tennis ball, it'd still be pretty cool.
Some, like, flaming napalm goo.
Yeah, like some sort of gauze goop. Yeah, exactly.
It's National Pizza Week, you guys.
What are you doing for dinner?
Sorry, I got plans.
Make friends with a pepperoni.
No plans.
We need to get a screen capture of that scene.
It's National Pizza Week. Make friends with a pepperoni.
No, not you. That's great.
Is the house gonna explode? They're gonna fall backwards, like Lethal Weapon style.
They almost got the same haircut.
You live in a castle. Apartment, one bedroom, one bath.
That house is now probably a duplex. Cut up in the fucking four bedrooms now.
Wait, so why did he bring him to his house?
He got a phone call and invite him to dinner.
Yeah, but that's kind of random. That's
a lot of times probably just the wife like trying to make friends. My husband's very like secluded.
He just
after his partner died, he probably like you should invite him here. You need friends.
He just stays downstairs all day playing with his train set.
Yeah, his train sets. He drinks and goes to work.
Ever since his partner died, he's just never been the same.
Yeah. Tucks the kid in the bed and is like, how was your day, honey? Don't fucking bother me. I just got home. Can I just have 5 fucking minutes to sit down for you fucking nagging?
You've been home for like 3 hours. Please.
Is that Albert Einstein in that middle picture?
I can't tell if that was that or Grandma Mildred. One or the other.
Oh, he lost a daughter.
It's me.
It's me when I was a little girl.
Because he looked at the mirror like, what have I become? I remember having a girl
face. He's doing
face.
The same thing that one alien did with the old dude body.
Is this me?
What did I do to the FBI agent I took over?
What if he had a family?
I swear that's the bad guy from fucking Tough Turf. The sun
was very bright. It's not him.
We reached the end of the forest, and the fairy princess began to laugh with joy. There was the shiny silver
wife
castle
is 80
on the top
old.
Of the mountain.
Aww.
Daddy.
She knew it was him. Is this all in his head? That'd be a good twist.
Interesting.
Hi, Daddy.
Kyle MacLachlan comes in and he's like, what the fuck is he doing?
What? Did you feed your turtle?
No, wait till you see the painting she did in school today. She's got
very elaborate pajamas.
I know, I was thinking that.
For an 80s kid.
Bloomers and everything.
That's why I think it's a
fluffy.
I think it's a
Daddy, who's the alien?
He could be a pirate.
I don't want to be a pirate.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were standing there.
Did I invite you to dinner?
Honey, this is Lloyd Gallagher.
He's kind of weird.
My wife, Barbara.
It's very nice to have
Barbara's a really 80s name.
It's yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara.
Especially in movies.
I don't mean
hey,
to
Barb. Disagree. Well, the President of the United States wife, Barbara.
This is our daughter, Juliet.
Oh, so that means this movie's made by right-wing Republicans, huh?
She knows.
All in favor of the fucking president. You have...
Makes sense. The Kyle MacLachlan looks like an alien.
God, that's a... scariest look you can ever give somebody.
I can't vomit into your mouth. It's sad, like, he looks like he knows the future and knows this planet's doomed. Like, you have no chance.
Oh, that's a terrible
thing. There's some idea about a child, like, makes him want to cry.
There's Barnes & Noble.
Could have been Colin Quinn. 12 beautiful girls.
That's it? Only 12? Every time he drives like that, I expect him to like rear end somebody.
Wouldn't matter if he did.
I know, it'd be funny though, like every time.
I don't like beer.
It disagrees with me.
God, he looks like such a kid.
Tommy tells me you're from Seattle.
I'm sorry?
It's probably hard to concentrate where you're just trying to like politely choke this food down that you don't know from another fucking planet. It's like, oh, this is disgusting. They just eat shit from the dirt.
Is that where you're from originally?
What is this dried crusted shit?
From?
And you drink this crap with it?
He's actually pretty good at like not understanding how to do this.
And being weary at the way he holds the fork.
Yeah.
I think the beer's getting to him.
No, I think it's just taking too long.
I have some relatives up north.
If you don't like it, it takes too long to chew stuff sometimes.
Ras Al Hak.
That's in the United States.
Yep, it sure is.
I'm doing good, aren't I?
I'm eating your food, right? Like a normal person?
Your little girl.
Julia.
She's very special.
Oh, the weird mind-ready thing, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
You love her.
Yes, we love her. She's our daughter.
He looks drunk or high or something.
All the PI agents love their kids.
Yeah, Tommy, I don't think you...
Oh, sorry.
What about you? You married?
I was.
Kids?
One.
Divorced?
My wife is dead.
Nice job, asshole.
Yeah, way to go, prick.
I know. You're trying to make it seem like he's better than him. Like, I'm better than the FBI. I can maintain a family and stuff. He's like, I'll never be like you. You're on the road to be that guy.
Man who killed my partner.
A loner cop. For revenge.
I'm very sorry.
Jesus.
You know, dinner downer right there.
Well, this asshole brought it up in the first place. Fuck him. You want your answer? There you go.
Well, yeah. He's the kind of a dick where he brings stuff up and then gets the answer and acts like...
Oh, best part of the movie.
I bet this movie's PG-13, but that chick's naked in the background.
Yeah.
That's what I love about 80s movies. Even PG-13 movies have tits in it. Full on 80s strip club right there.
PG movies had full frontal nudity.
Maybe Little Toaster's got some pasty titties on it.
16 Candles, man.
16 Candles?
Well, yes. There's a full, like, nude shower scene in that.
Yeah.
And
I hate long underwear 80s ass, though.
Yeah.
Like, that ass. Like, I agree. Ass 80s ass. Like,
yeah, 80s ass wasn't very
special
at all.
It was a faux to have, like, a... not faux. It's
back in the 80s, you didn't have...
A faux pas to have a big ass. It wasn't the style to have a big
ass. It wasn't a faux pas.
It's just, not just a big ass.
It
back
wasn't
in the 80s,
sexy.
You didn't have a nice, well-toned ass.
If it was big, that meant that you were fat.
Yeah, like that was the thing, an insult to girls. Like, well, you have a fat ass. And like, that was an insult.
Don't get me wrong, I don't like fat asses now either. But, you know,
well,
round butt. I like it nice and shapely.
Flat 80s ass.
Thank God for Sir Mix-a-Lot to kind of change that, you know?
She has no problem.
No, because the problem is those high waisted 80s jeans are coming back. It doesn't matter what your ass, what size shape is, you put those on and your ass looks like an 80s ass.
Yeah. We get the heart shape out of it.
Mm-hmm. I've never liked high-waisted 80s pants.
Mom pants?
No. Yeah, mom pants always look gross.
And they're making a comeback amongst younger girls now. It's like, it looks horrible.
It does look stupid.
If you can pull it off, but a lot of people can't.
I have yet to see anyone who can pull it off, because it's a horrible cut.
Go to L.A. A lot of girls are pulling.
That's not a bad ass.
What were you saying?
I like how that stopped everything. We just shut up.
God, he looks like he's dying.
He's just so sweaty.
I know.
I'm going to put it in my belly.
That's going to be the new body he takes.
Need some Jaguar sound effect.
Yeah. Wow.
The harem room.
What does that mean, harem?
That's on Hollywood.
Harem. A lot of women you can fuck. You know, I'm a king and I have a harem of women.
Yeah. It's basically like your sexy fuck room.
I walk into my fuck room, there's all my fuck dolls ready to be fucked.
I'd rather have three comely lads. I mean, lattices, sorry.
Yeah. Where?
They just got done fucking. I'm on my way.
Please don't write that creep over again.
In his gun on the table. That's great.
You know, I have a kid here in my house. Please don't put your gun on the shelf where anyone can take it.
We gotta get going. They found the Ferrari.
Yeah, I heard the phone call.
So do I eat this and...
Probably.
You're gonna choke.
It's Alka-Seltzer. You put it in the water and you drink it.
It's foam in his mouth as he speaks.
I'm waiting for that to happen.
What does Alka-Seltzer do?
It kind of settles your stomach.
Oh, okay.
Boy, it is a friend.
It's kind of like having ginger ale and stuff like that. Like, it's just a stomach settler for you won't vomit midway. He also has a full one again.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think he dropped the half
and then.
Tim tried to eat a bunch of them at once, and they foam midway in his throat and almost choked.
Yeah.
We were kids then, but like, here, check this out. He's all eating them just to make the foam in his mouth to act up, but then he swallowed it. He's all choking on fucking. Because it's changing as it's throwing down his throat.
Yeah, well, that's why birds' stomachs explode.
Hey, you make birds explode. I prefer to feed them rice.
Robbie! Ah!
Where's the possessing girl now?
Ooh, look at me. I'm a lady. Want to see my boobie?
Don't mind us, folks. We're just here for the tits.
We're looking for some dude. Oh, you're a lady. It's okay.
Well, they're all staring at her backside, too.
Oh, yeah. That looks way better now.
Someone just like that in Hollywood is probably a hooker.
Let's go. Come on, you're out here.
Shit. Hey. Hey, officer.
What the fuck is he talking about?
They're high as fuck.
Hey, where are you going? I thought the show was inside.
Stay away from that Ferrari, please. Ma'am, police, move on. That's a police suspect here.
But this is my fault.
Yo! Yo, baby! Hey, honey! What's your hurry? Night's still young and.
Whatever?
Your name's Brenda, right? I seen you before. Say, do you like cars? Because I got a.
Yeah, the tongue sticks out like. Wait a minute.
And it's, parked right over there in that lot. And, what do you
his jacket says Lamborghini on it.
I think he gave it to him when they bought the car.
Come on.
Come on, baby. Let's get away from this Ferrari. You have no deal with the Ferrari.
Really? What the hell is this? This guy looks like he's bled to death.
What from this? Find a weapon?
No weapon, no ID, no nothing. This bullshit's getting stale, Tom.
Check on the car.
I'll get you an ETA.
You lost all the shit, too.
Sir?
Here's find that guy's pants.
Aspirin. That was good.
That's a good subtle joke right there. Like, that he still understand. I like that. I thought he had a Lamborghini.
I know, huh?
No, he didn't say he had a Lamborghini.
Someone's TV side door is on, though.
What kind of sex are they having?
Apparently the kind that killed him.
And he's on top? I was wondering how this sex was going.
Wait, so she was killing him then?
Well, they were fucking, but she killed him while they fucked him.
She's gonna make her boobs bigger?
And she's gonna play with them.
It's not the same. Ooh. I need some other guy to touch him.
That feels pretty good.
That's funny, that's better than being fucked.
Thing is, we all know every man, if they woke up one day in a woman's body, they would be that. That's what's really funny about that one.
I would flick my bean.
Oh, yeah. You guy wouldn't.
Yeah, but would you shove something in yourself?
She's the one found the body.
Maybe.
Maybe you're you in a woman's body.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. It's
been a would you put it like a dildo on yourself?
Okay. In the vagina?
Yeah.
Can you tell me?
Yeah, probably in a woman's body. That's what it's for.
You can put a dildo in your ass as a straight man.
No, because that's meant for shitting.
There was this guy on the floor.
You can still do it as a woman, too.
I screamed and the cops came.
You could also put a...
I think putting holes in there and you're in a woman's body makes you gay.
You can put a rod in your pee hole. Seen this guy.
Look. That hurts.
No, yeah, it's called sounding.
No way I should have anything to do.
You gotta get the right tools for them. They make special tools for that.
What?
That still hurts.
We need to find
I don't think it was supposed to be a really great orgasm.
Dude.
You trying to tell me that she's part of this?
Hey, Tom. You ain't gonna believe this.
We have another stiff.
I don't get how that guy, it's like his face, the dude who just walked up. It's his face that's on the cover for this.
Thank you for your help.
Wait, what?
What's this guy doing with his pants down?
Yeah, the weird cover for this movie, it was that dude's face.
I don't think so.
Yes, it was.
The part, this guy in the white coat?
Yeah. Yeah, it's his face. Let's get a
DMV on. Hey, there's the other friend in the white coat that was in the front of the bar. He's in the background right there.
Maybe he's the bad guy the whole time.
In the span of 12 hours, I've got five bodies. Not counting Miller.
I kind of like how it's in a, like a town you sort of recognize.
A stripper screws some guy to death, steals his car, and takes off. All of this in 12 hours. I want to ask you, am I crazy?
Might be.
Does this seem just a little bizarre?
Mm. Both.
Yeah, it's a little bizarre.
You don't instill confidence in anyone.
I just wanted to know if you knew that.
Yeah, smart guy. What do you think of that? I'm trying to still recognize what these places are. I think this is downtown.
Burger House.
LA.
Let's get out of here.
Adult bookstore. I recognize that.
Next to Haley's and an arcade.
And tattoo.
Well, parts of LA were pretty shady.
Oh, you got there, Santa.
Which still are, but now like...
Electronics Plus.
Hey, going out of business still.
Step out of the car slowly. Keep your hands where I can see them.
I kind of really like why I like also Terminator. It's set in L.A. It's a lot of L.A. scenes. And it has it captures a lot of 80s L.A. I like this. You might like this too.
It's going to be one of those nights.
What kind of gun is that?
That's, I guess a heavy shotgun?
There are no shotguns that work like that.
There's a shotgun,
Auto, there
there's a shotgun that works like that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Where it's a, like, has a handle right there and cocks back?
Not the way that one's designed. That was designed to look like a freaking submachine gun.
But it had a, like a rocket launcher action in it.
Yeah. That shot shells that for some reason make a weird not a 3x3 grid of fucking bullet holes that are huge and spread out.
Played a lot. There's a lot of weird variety of guns that may not have taken off, but they still existed at one point. I mean, this only lasted 6 months in the war, but they still fucking put it out.
How'd she shoot the back window and nothing with the windshield?
You bitch.
There's Fernando's again.
Fernando. Why is it always hard for them? You had a steady shot and you shot the fucking trunk.
You notice how much the paint is flaking off with each shot?
Why don't you try for one of the tires? What the hell do you think I'm trying to do? You think this is easy? One or two
tries? Okay.
That's now a gastropub.
What the hell are you doing? Jesus.
You're right. It's not easy.
Yeah. Finally got that trunk open, and that's what they've been trying to do the whole time.
Second try. I think she's going to possess a mannequin next.
Is she going to do the manacle challenge?
That's coming up later in the show.
Oh, God.
So while holding the wheel for the guy, he managed to reload his gun.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a clip.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah. I'm going in. At least know I have to load it up. Probably like in the fashion district right now. I'll cover you.
Nice little spin he did.
I'd be safer if you didn't.
No more spins? Fine. I won't cover
you. All right, cover me. You want me to fucking cover you or not?
Sure.
I need you to cover me. Fine, I'll cover you.
I hope I know what
the fuck?
I hope I know what that means.
He leaves.
That's when he's like, I'll cover you. I'd feel safer if you're not.
Well, because he probably knows, like, I just need you to help me find him, not actually be involved.
I thought it was more like
Neptune mannequin.
He took it literal or something.
Probably as well.
Cue the dramatic music shit.
If they find Cherry 2000 here, I'll be super happy because it makes it all one thing. Who are you? I'm looking for my girlfriend. And like, it just shows him carrying a fucking mannequin around. And then Andrew McCarthy comes with another mannequin. It's like, no, that's my girlfriend. Puts a necklace on her and they both run away. Yeah, Roach, faggot.
Sorry. Trying to scoop my...
Roach was trying to rub his feet on me.
That was an accident. My bad.
Bitches. Cut her in, you. You shot three times or...
Kind of more than that.
That shoulder is really fucked up. You know, you were a good shot a couple of minutes ago when you shot that tire out.
Seriously.
He's just, you know, I shot her, you know, what the fuck?
She walked away. It is kind of shocking. Like, you fired all those rounds and she walked away from you.
And she didn't even, like, react to being
shot.
Yeah,
not flinch, not
She's
walk
got a
away.
SOG. Really?
It's like I walked in the Zelda room. Hear that noise?
No, I know.
She's bleeding to death. Say, why doesn't she go down? We gotta get to her before she dies. Why don't we wait till after she's dead?
That was dubbed.
ADR?
Mm-hmm.
There's a footprint on that.
Where?
It was on the door.
I know.
It's one of them infamous rooftops. I mean, does he have a gold gun?
No, it's just gold from the door.
Oh, I see it. Now. It's changed, yeah.
The alien with the golden gun on top of
Neptune. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, alien.
It's bullshit. I did not shoot her. I shot her four times, but I did not kill her. That's bullshit.
That's bullshit. I know I shot her. Why doesn't she go down? Why doesn't she go down? I know I shot her.
Oh, hi, Detective Beck.
You want to throw the football? That was how the music like, just got super dramatic in the build-up.
Oh, shit! What the fuck?
Don't mind me, I'm just gonna hang around.
Yeah, shoot your fingers off.
Ow, my boob!
I think it doesn't feel anything outside of the center where it lives.
Probably. Man, this music is crazy.
Yeah, it's very intense. Yeah, it is. But not as intense, like I have to feel it's intense. It's just like overall intense. This guy has four clips on him. Stop it.
Just
I'm leaving, okay? I got it. Let me just get my car. My boyfriend's picking me up. Stop it.
God, this is really annoying,
just
man.
Just run at her, dude.
Fine. We're outside of fucking Empire Records. What?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
A real gun.
The real stuff. That's not a gun.
I think it's over now.
This is a gun.
You're wrong.
Pulled out the noisy cricket.
Your partner will be mine.
I'm not coming out yet. I'll kill you first.
Geronimo! Doesn't another movie do that where like guy is all fucked up and decides to just run off the side of the building or run into the street or something like that?
There's a few of them that do that.
They're like, fuck, he's all fucked up. He's like, and he just takes off the other direction and like just.
You mean Men in Black?
Yeah, probably that.
Why does that guy have a dog with him?
Isn't that the same guy who got caught earlier?
It's the owner of the Neptune building.
God. I don't need
Wait,
this.
Why did he bring his dog with him? That's fucking ill professional.
No.
Deus Ex, man, come on. They needed some way to transport the alien from the woman.
Who's this lady?
I get it.
Oh, my treat's over there.
Lieutenant, yeah, Willis, what's your status? Broad just jumped. Round back.
Broad just jumped. Go on ahead. Oh, that's the chief, though. Yeah. Why would the chief bring his fucking little pooch?
Yeah.
Again, Deus Ex. I get it.
Yeah. It's Adidas jumpsuit, too.
FBI! Get away from me!
Not even a good look at that bad. That's how you get away in a police chase. If someone pulls a gun at you, FBI, just keep running. Dog Pal, great graffiti artist.
Oh my god. Robbery, homicide. That was fucking funny.
Alright, come on, Pooch.
Stop that dog.
It pulls a cigar out of his mouth, like, like the insult comment dog. Like,
hey, look, it's none of my business, but the lady had about 15 bullet holes in her. You guys like making my job miserable, huh, Beck?
Why are you shaking so much?
Bitch thing.
By my account, that was more than 15.
Actually, I think it's less than 15. They hit her a lot. No. Most of it's on this arm, one of her, on her fucking like left arm.
Explanation won't help you. I've worked homicide for 13 years, and I've seen a lot of strange shit. But I have never seen anything like this. Now, you seem to know what's going on, and I don't. And you're going to tell me. Explanation's not going to help you. I'll
try
that.
Fine.
And I'm sorry. Hey! Don't you walk away from me. What I'm after is still out there. And I don't know where to start.
Yeah, I need a detective, Cliff. Not a fucking bitch who wants answers.
What happened to you, man? Arrest them. Arrest him.
Book him.
Dano.
Boo.
Lloyd, gotta take you downtown. Boss's orders.
On what charge?
He has jurisdiction over that entire precinct. If anyone could fucking arrest somebody, he should be allowed to.
Well, not to mention, again, no Miranda rights and no explanation as to what charge.
Exactly.
Fully legal.
He should know his Miranda rights.
He could detain him,
both Beck
but he's allowed to walk
cuffed.
Out. He could detain him, but he's allowed to walk out, but he doesn't know those laws.
No, you can't transport him to precinct.
You can do all that bullshit all you want, but they can at least get him into stop him, put him in the police station, and then he has the right to walk away.
No, if you're going to cuff him and transport him to the police station, then that is a formal arrest, and you have to Mirandize him.
Man, it's just a
detaining
movie.
Is just cuffing and leaving them there on the spot. That is a detain.
We're just gonna detain them in the police station for a little bit. There's always loopholes that get away from bullshit like that, man. You know how these crip fucking cops are, especially these '80s fucking racist cops. LA had a huge problem back then. Surprised they even had a diverse cop in this.
That's what I say. Come on, they have like a 7-foot black man in this film. What are you talking about?
Oh, look at that mustache.
And a Mexican.
Oh, that mustache. That mustache is fucking golden right there. I need to grow that shit.
Yeah.
That was the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
And I like how it's just some like weird random one shot of the guy too.
Like, you're an adult.
Just kind of stop like, huh?
Oh, there he is again. Busting a fed. Let me worry about that. Like Ken Marino from Party Down.
It's a scratch.
I'm going to dip my balls in it.
Is this your press secretary?
There he goes.
This is stuff I got from Lloyd. Firearms, personal ID. And who the hell knows what this is?
The noisy
must be some kind of special FBI toy.
Do me a favor. Drop it off at the lab. We'll see what they can figure out in the morning.
Gotcha. No problem.
They did give a noisy cricket. Yeah. You're right.
Thanks, partner.
Yeah, take care of that arm, huh?
I got that information you wanted. Okay. Seattle FBI says Agent Lloyd Gallagher was killed in a forest fire about a month ago with a friend of his named Stone, Robert Stone. They were hunting in Olympic National Forest the weekend they had that big forest fire. Bureau figured Stone was dead. Never found his body, just figured it burned up in the fire.
Is that all?
Had him wire me a picture of Stone. Evidently, Mr. Stone has taken over the identity of his dead friend.
You got the names wrong?
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't make sense because the FBI ID would actually have the other guy's face on it.
No, in other words, the guy who's passing off as Gallagher, his human counterpart's name was Stone, not Gallagher.
Okay. I thought he just picked the wrong partner to take over and picked the wrong identity.
Oh, here we go. Some dog acting. Who am I? Am I you? Oh,
what's that movie? What's the movie with the guy becomes a cop? He's also a dog, or a dad becomes a dog. Cosby did it, and also
Shaggy
Tim Allen did it.
Shaggy Dog,
yeah, the Shaggy Dog. Isn't there a Shaggy Detective?
There might be.
Tim Allen did it, and I think I want to say Cosby did it, but I don't think Cosby did it.
There's a few of them. Ninja dogs. What are all those Twinkies doing in the fridge?
Those are my Twinkies.
And his mouth. He did not hit his head hard enough to make him start bleeding out of the mouth.
It's bacon.
Hey, Sarge, what do you want?
Why don't you look at me, you son of a bitch?
I do that a lot to people, though. I don't even acknowledge you.
I know.
I'm still talking to you, but like I'm not looking at you.
Yes, you're a prick. We know.
I know. I did today for somebody. And then the head, as in my head, I'm thinking like I shouldn't be doing this, but I continue it on because there's no other reason. Can't stop halfway now.
You do it a lot with Eric.
That's easy.
No, it's Eric. Yeah.
But strangers is more like a little more like keep appearance. Like I shouldn't be doing that. I made the outside world make it look like I'm a good guy.
Lloyd Gallagher is dead. Your real name is Robert Stone. That's about all we know about you, except for the fact that you're driving a stolen Porsche, which is probably about the only true thing that you've told us so far.
No, didn't tell us.
So why don't
you.
We just have a little talk? Why don't you tell me who you are and what you're doing here?
Please don't ask me that.
Give me that. I have had it with you. What do you think this is? Some kind of a game? You think you can waltz into this town, turn my department upside down, endanger the lives of my men? I am tired of you jerking
you
me around.
You know what?
I want answers.
This is a
good, I want to know
bad
why.
Movie.
It takes 15
I like the acting in most of this movie, though. He's very intense. Good cop.
Law-abiding citizens all of a sudden go crazy and start killing people. I want answers, and I want them now.
Miller, Stripper, DeVries were the same. And it's not human.
Excuse me.
Which one are you burping in the fucking mics?
Well, it was me.
B.
Now it's here. on Earth.
That thing should still hold up for vaping. Don't do that in the mic.
Are we talking spacemen here?
More like space slugs.
The way it works is it finds a body, gets inside, uses it to move around. Stays in that body until the body is so damaged it has to find another body. That's the only time I can kill it, when it's between bodies. I missed my chance when it came out of the stripper. It found another body and changed before I got there.
So now we don't know where the spaceman is?
No. But I don't have to look for it anymore. It knows I'm here. It'll come after me. Beck, I need my weapon. That's the only thing that can kill it.
So the spaceman is the one that
can... I know, you can cuff it and gag it and incinerate it.
The one that you've been tracking for the past...
9 years.
9 years.
Let's throw it in a volcano.
Our time.
I think this movie is getting too good that we're actually watching it.
Yeah.
Let's make some jokes.
I'm talking here and there, but right now it's more exposition time.
Really, yeah, I know. There's really nothing happening. Not
other than McLaughlin looking sad and him looking like De Niro.
I thought it was, or the Pacino, same scene. Really. That
yeah.
Set me up. I actually thought they were still behind the desk.
Good transition then.
Yeah. 15:45.
Well, his family's going to pay now, so.
Damn, look at the shape of that Toyota. In that neighborhood? Come on, it should be nicer.
Top of the line back then, 1987, it's probably at least a year and a half old.
That's a banged up Toyota.
About a year and a half old. Guy went... This is where early Mexicans got that fucking landscaping business off the ground.
With that old Toyota?
They all have that old Toyota. This guy has a nice house in L.A. next to a fucking officer.
Yeah.
This guy eventually moved up.
Fuck y'all.
But you said he wasn't coming in today.
What's eating him?
Huh. I wonder where they keep the door. Break room? No. I have no idea where my office is.
What you say? I thought you weren't coming in today.
I have work to do.
Uh-huh. Well, sorry. This is Lieutenant Masterson, Kara Miller, Senator Holt's assistant. Agent Stat and Lowe, they're handling security for the senator's speech today, John.
Holt, the one everyone applauds.
We'd like to think so.
See? He doesn't care about who they are. They care about power and people praising
Plaza,
him.
You know,
yeah.
It's like he saw him on the TV earlier. He doesn't care about people who applaud him.
No, I think he's trying to get close. He wants to get close to the senator and take over the Senate.
I think he wanted... First, he went there to go look for that FBI guy, alien.
Yeah. Comic book.
But then he also saw that senator earlier in the time, and his only reference to him is the people that got applauded, who plotted him. So, like, obviously, he doesn't care about that. He cares about power.
No, you're right. It's definitely a status type thing.
But, like, it's very narrow focus. The only thing he's caring about is, like, I want to be that guy.
I'm waiting for this to shoot some weird, like, beam. Like, pew. Oh, there it is. The fuck?
Oh, there's wind blowing in the background.
I just realized, I think that flamethrower is going to
come
in handy.
I just put my finger off the trigger now.
What the hell are you doing in this department? This is a police station, not a fucking fire range. You're off the fucking case.
They got more bikers in there?
This is like how Terminator was. Is that why they make it like Terminator? Because it's in they have a good thing in a suit out in a police station?
I guess. I don't know. Look what I've got.
He grabbed a grenade.
You're going to take the howitzer, the Uzi.
Where those notes come on the vending machine? Those were on there earlier.
You, Lieutenant, what's going on around here? Where's the other one?
The bazooka.
The one you were with. Lloyd, I locked him up. You know that. I want to talk to him.
What is this? You don't know.
Listen, I already shot you once. I can hardly wait to do it again. Now, let's go.
I already shot you once. And no other
how
cop.
Does how does nobody notice that this guy's holding a fucking gun?
Oh, wow, there you go.
Okay. I already shot you once.
What? He's just laying there like, ah.
He got shot in the arm. I don't even see why he's that dead.
I'm just going to sit here.
You could shoot the boss in the head.
I know. Any of them could shoot him in the body right now and be fine.
You guys are running fucking...
That guy has 8 bullets in that revolver.
How'd they take him down so easy, but the stripper took like more than 15?
Because the stripper got 15 shots in the arm.
I think he's faking it.
Most of the shots came from the stripper in the arm.
Oh, he got shot in the
dick! Oh, my God.
He almost did.
Oh, my God. You don't have shit to do in the dick, man.
Give me your fucking guns in my waist, Batman.
Call him Batman?
Seal off the steel.
Something.
I want that my gun.
Yeah, I know.
Dang. And also, if you say one of the guys who works here is going crazy, you assume it's the guy who took your gun earlier.
You have to check your piece, Beck.
Give me the keys, Joe. Close the gate, Joe.
Close the gate, Joe.
Close the fucking gate!
I guess you're used to a lot of fucking cops, doing this shit all the time.
Watch out for Masterson. You're the one pointing a gun at him.
Seriously.
Hey,
I need a
phone call. Hey, Cheech Marin. Actually, sound like Danny Trejo.
He gave him like a single room cell.
Saw Masterson dump 2 cops. He took 6 hits at point blank range, and he's not going down. He's Masterson.
You're a spaceman.
Is he dead? The real Masterson.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know. I have no problem shooting my boss in the face. I dream about it every day.
Who doesn't?
But all I need is your confirmation to tell me.
You're going to need this.
How do you get that?
He took it off of him.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he grabbed it from his dick and put it in his pocket.
You grab this with my dick, I'll shoot you in your dick.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't do that, Lieutenant. Hey. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, don't do that. Jeez, get out.
Jeez, get down. That would not do that to the doors. Oh, 80s logic. Ooh.
The gun isn't gonna do shit, man. Come on.
I know.
Just throws a tight end. What? What am I gonna do?
Yes.
Because he doesn't feel anything either. That's why. He doesn't understand.
I'm curious. How did you find me?
You left an angry partner for dead on Altair.
A mistake.
That's what it said.
That's what it said.
Die, you fucker! Son of a bitch!
That would suck if that guy dies, though, because he had like a kid and stuff.
You said it was the only thing that could kill him. What are you waiting for?
That's simple.
Alhark?
He has to be dying.
Huh? How do you like being human?
Bitch, you're an alien?
It's all right.
Better than being Altarian. Altarians are a filthy people. We could take over this place if we wanted. They have nothing here to stop us.
Yo, hippie, what kind of dude are you?
It is Danny Trejo.
It is Danny Trejo.
Holy shit. That is hilarious.
That was an offhanded comment.
It was. I did not know that was Danny Trejo. I'm like, this sounds like Danny Trejo. It was fucking Danny Trejo. That's great.
Danny Trejo in those fucking Time Warner commercials, though. Bye.
Oh, that bye.
Good explosion on that too.
Mm-hmm.
I like that practical effect. Good, like good capture of it too.
Yeah, plywood flying everywhere.
Yeah, it looked real. I'm saying like more real than like a CGI one.
Now I'm sorry, I have to call bullshit on this. They shot him in the head. I don't care if he's controlled by an alien. The body itself would still have to be like,
the things in the center of his body and probably the little tube things go in his brain.
I get that.
And his veins, you know.
No,
that.
I get that. But that's the thing. It's like it would have to like pretty much. More or less what it would do is it would have to cling onto the spinal column.
Yeah. And then go through your central
through,
nervous system.
Through
and
there, it sends the signals to the brain to control the body. You shoot it in the head, the body's going to crumple. It's now a lifeless puppet that
bullshit.
You're controlling.
Bullshit. Zombies, same thing. It's already a dead brain. It
doesn't work on humans.
I know.
It's internal fucking things only
in
left
this,
in there.
What I'm saying is, in this case, though,
I think it can still do motor functions. It can take over
motor
functions.
No, I don't think so.
It has a vein in every section of your body, even the legs, arms. It comes out of his arm. So, I mean, that's what's moving, controlling every motor function.
I think that's bullshit.
The brain is in the center of his body. It wouldn't matter. Its brain is in the center of his body.
But it would no longer be able to control the body that it's in, is what I'm saying.
All those little tentacle things that go in his brain.
That's I don't understand bullshit. How there's people one right in to the those brain fucking that cells it. Are still just chilling and like... Ah,
and just chit-chatting.
Yeah. I would be more pissed if they all opened and the guys are going crazy, too. Like, there's no reason why it opened, either.
No, but like what he's saying is the image is chit-chatting. One of them just got blasted, and a rocket launcher went off and blew a hole through a wall.
Yeah, some guy's arms are just hanging out
now,
like, yeah.
Why the outer wall of a police station is built with plywood, I have no idea.
I thought that he just shot, like, a custodian fucking storage room.
I love the little
things. Oh, look, there's another cop that walks in the hallway. Get
there
back.
There, I let a cool little
and he jumped out of the way. Who shit?
Freeze! Don't shoot! Don't move! Freeze!
Is it him?
No.
Ben, what's going on?
Is he dead?
Yeah. Beck, what the hell is going on?
He needs a scanner.
I don't know. Willis.
I know.
He said he was going to get a medic. Beck, who did this to Masterson?
I did.
Willis.
I'm sorry. I think we better find him.
And I hate you giving those assignments. He pulls out a gun. I haven't seen my wife in fucking a month and a half. Kathy Griffin just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, let's go run here right now.
Even the 80s are talking about animal rights fundraisers.
Where?
I gotta start from somewhere.
Jesus Christ.
Please. Aw.
I like the little hint of blood still on. Like, he still hasn't been to a doctor yet.
I know. They do fairly
there
well.
There we go.
They do fairly well with their continuity in
there. Little details, yeah.
That's why he's on the fucking cover.
I guess.
This is a really
this
good,
where it ends.
Well done movie. I don't know why.
Yeah, this not a place for a one star.
More people know this movie. Why don't people know more of this movie? That's what I'm thinking.
I've never heard of this movie. Because
the plot is so fucking stupid. It sounds stupid. An alien takes over a human's body in search of another alien. Sounds like fucking Abraxas.
But that's the thing. This seems like a type of film that I would have seen growing up. I've seen a lot of, like, sci-fi action 80s films like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've never even heard of this.
Exactly.
I've got orders to disarm and detain you.
Sure.
I have seen him in other things.
I think I've seen him, but it's another guy who looks like him.
I'm pretty sure it's him, but, like... But I think sometime in the 90s, so he's older.
I confuse it. Whoever played the guy Arliss from HBO.
Yeah, this is too good of a movie. Let's just turn it off now.
All right, Kathy Griffin.
No, you know what? That's the thing. I know that that woman from other things too, but older.
Good music right here too.
Oh yeah.
He got an Uzi? The cop has an Uzi.
Why is he not,
or at
like,
least a
security
guy?
Yeah. But why is he not firing it off like a fucking machine gun?
Like an Uzi, yeah.
Why did he just stand there?
There's another fucker with an Uzi. And he's trying to side the whole
thing. He did it fucking old gangster style, too. Enough of this.
I'm gonna die soon.
I have a mission. Once I'm a senator, you can't shoot me anymore.
Yeah, it's like shooting the nemesis in Resident Evil 3. The only difference is you're chasing it.
Gosh. You're in my suit.
I swear, I have seen him in other things.
Throw a tomato at him.
I'm going to have to go back on IMDb and look up some of these people.
I hope these tomatoes blow up. Oh, there he goes. Never mind.
Well, they went splat. Does that help? Hey, pineapple blew up.
I like how it's all the movie's tropes, though. Police
yeah.
chase with a mirror. A fruit sting gets blown up.
Oh, shit.
I've miscounted.
Ooh.
Or he'll live.
He's going to take over his body.
I think that's the end.
He's going to take over his body and
he'll end up taking over his body and living his life with the wife and daughter.
That'd be nice.
How do you miss him?
Happy ending for them all, I guess. Although that said, where he was shot, he wouldn't be dying from those wounds.
Yeah, he'd be... If you get him to a hospital in time, he'd be fine. There's cops in the scene.
In time? You have plenty of time.
Cops are on the scene. They can take him to a medic as fast as possible.
Not another partner, man.
Not my towels.
How does he have so much ammo?
Yeah, other people ran out of bullets except him.
Did he hide her?
He did.
I'm a cop, asshole.
Who are you, goddammit? What do you want?
Hey! Let's move out. All
right,
everybody move.
Oh, great. Here we go. Damn it. You know what? That's very fucking frustrating. Which one is he? Which one is he?
He's a senator, of course. The tongue thing gives it away.
Wait, what if this ends on like a down note? Like, he dies, or he goes to prison, the other guy dies, and the alien actually wins.
Yeah, huh?
That wouldn't be that bad of an ending.
Well, it wouldn't be very 80s-like, though. It's more of a 90s theme.
What's he doing?
Going to the hospital.
Why is his head going up and down the way it was?
He's in a lot of pain.
Did we get him? Yeah.
Yeah, we got him. He's delirious.
Has any motive been established as to why Detective Willis would want to assassinate Senator Holt?
Lieutenant Flynn.
The department is conducting.
Yeah, I've seen that woman, just not as young.
Time, we have no motive.
I've seen her in other things. She's a lot older.
Senator, do you still intend to run for president?
The senator will discuss his campaign plans after he has had adequate time to fully reflect on the situation.
I want to be president. What's that, Senator? I want to be president.
Yay. Move over, babe.
Up for auction now? The hottest man of the hour. What do I bid? $5 for a date with the senator? Sit down. I'll get it.
I got a little piece.
Oh. Gallagher, FBI.
Mm-hmm. What's in the bag?
Security equipment.
Open it up.
Carry a double can.
If you must.
Out of my way. I'm going to meet the man. You carrying gas can?
What is up with the cops trying to kill the senator all the time? Give me that gun, you dweeb!
There's another guy who did that. He was actually attacked and grabbed another guy's gun. I forgot. There's a video of it. I fucking forgot who it was, though.
Oh, shit! The flamethrower!
He pulls out the fucking Cox's flamethrower! Yeah!
The fuck is that?
Boom! Keep firing shit.
I know. Thing is, like, everyone stops shooting him, like, whoa, that's a flamethrower.
Whoa, look at the flame, bro. That black guy's a cop from another fucking film. I know he is. He's a fucking cop from Robocop.
Look!
Shooter!
You know, the blow up sound is the same sound that they make when an X-wing or a TIE fighter shoots.
Actually, you left at the you know the epitome of the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Epic climax.
Sucks for Roach. I know. And everybody just saw.
I don't think he should take over that guy though, because that wife would know.
I think it's what's gonna happen.
The other guy should be in the room next to him. That'd be like more coincidental and like understanding.
That's why she's crying, because he's pretty much dead.
He got shot in the like. Not even okay. Maybe
oh, I
something.
Know. We wouldn't have killed him in real life. But this is 80s movies logic.
That's her in the white lake. Okay, I didn't see because Roach's the way.
You know, your daddy loves you. Oh, so look, he's still
despite okay. My 15 shots, I survived. 80s white butt right there. Look at that. 80s white woman butt.
Yeah. In power suit pants.
What happened? No
shot. They killed the thing.
Now you missed the end. Basically, the
popped out the flame
climax of the film. You missed.
Popped out of the flamethrower, barbecued the senator. Everyone saw the alien come out of his mouth as he blew it up.
I knew it. I knew they were going to use a flamethrower, and I knew he's.
But here's where we're going. We're trying to decide whether he takes over that body or not.
He will.
Yeah.
He's going. See, he's dead.
Well, he might have other alien powers.
He's
going
to take over the body. No fucking question.
Yep, he made him die.
No, he just hit the monitor and made it go back.
You know, I will honor your wife and your child, equipment. And I will banish myself to this planet and vow to protect it at all costs. You just need to take this giant fucking slug in your mouth. Yeah.
Let me put my whale dick in your mouth real quick, and your family will have a happy end. Oh, no, no whale dick. It's just...
Oh, it's more magical.
It's the glory of God.
Yeah, he's not the same type of alien. He's a different type
of
alien.
I'll release my evil from you, Mr. Burns.
I think it leaves the question, like, did he take over the body or just use his life force to heal him?
It seemed more like Green Mile, where that one black dude fucking took all the evil away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please take him out of here. What I'm saying, though, is, like, do you think he took over his body or just used his life force to heal him? Like Doctor Who style.
I think he took over his body.
I think, I want to believe it's more like life force to heal him, but I probably didn't have taken his body.
I think...
But I figured the wife would understand. The wife would know, like, you're not my husband. Like, you're off a little.
I don't think the wife will know, but the daughter might pick up on it.
I think he wants the daughter to know to help her, like, because she is special for some reason.
Yeah, she's special.
The wife may not always be, like, creeped out and afraid of her husband from now on.
Well, he'll have an excuse, though, because, you know, the whole wound's in near death.
But he also remember things like when we first met, our first date, you know, little quirks and jokey things we have together.
He can make an excuse. He fucking has amnesia or something.
Yeah, the excuses because of the injuries. That's why he's different.
You got about 6 months of that. And after that, he's really got to understand where we are in this relationship.
Daddy?
Yes?
I have to kill you now. You're an alien, Daddy.
You're not my daddy.
Her eyes are fucking crazy. Steve, were you reaching for her hand or something?
I was. Yes.
Just gives her a smack.
How do you make a smile like that? His hands are cold.
Look how tight her hand is.
You know, they actually leave the ending very ambiguous.
Nice.
They leave the ending very ambiguous.
You know what? Fuck you, Jason. That was actually a pretty good movie. You're an asshole. You fucking soiled the name of One Star Films.
One Star Films was soiled the day one we started this fucking thing. Other than the pilot, the only thing we ever had that was one star was the pilot, I think, in my opinion. Which is the worst film possible.
It's only human on the outside.
No, I mean, like, we've had several... actual one stars. Ridiculous Six was a one star.
That makes sense. It's from the makers of A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nice. I love this music. Holy shit.
A Prisoner, Danny Trejo. There we go.
Rick Diamond. Charlie Skeen. I love that. Arthur Nay. John Stewart.
I saw Charlie Skeen again.
Wait, John Stewart?
I saw John Stewart in that. Not the poppy John Stewart, but you know.
Ooh, this is lovely music.
All right.
Yeah.
This has been One Star Films. This has also been
We're not going to go through all of this. No. Jason hates his music, so I took his headphones off.
Do you really?
He can't stand it.
This is great music.
Yes, it is.
I fucking love this music. It's
awesome. This is how most 80s movies end.
Yes, but that's the thing.
This is like when the champion wins type of music. That's basically what it is. It's not for me.
That's the best.
All right, well,
I would love to have the soundtrack
see,
of this film.
I told you, right on the thing. That's the
partner. John C. Reilly. That is not the fucking that is, yeah.
That's the lead singer of The Cure. Wow. This movie was actually really good, Jason. What the fuck?
Well, none of you picked the other bad ones I gave you.
I picked Collision Course, you shithead.
I was hoping one of you would double Christmas. Up on this fucking answer. I'm all for all of them. I need like at least 3 vote on this.
God damn it, Jason.
So the next time you could pick the real bad movies I had. Maybe
yeah.
a couple months from now. We'll, maybe
to be
next
honest,
year.
To be honest, I expected this movie to be way worse than it was.
Yeah, because the plot
I thought
sounds
it was ridiculous.
Terrible.
I thought it yeah, the plot's yeah, terrible. It
But even it's actually a really good film.
But it's ridiculous. But like there are many good points in this film.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's just a sci-fi thriller, and it's actually pretty cool.
But like no one like talks about this.
Yeah,
in either way, like bad, good, or just a good sci-fi.
Well, I mean,
check
like you got to remember that.
Can
just,
you sell this on somebody?
Oh yeah, just,
I think so. Yeah.
Just because it's kind of like it's not like a mainstream good sci-fi movie that people have talked about before, that doesn't mean that it's bad. You know.
But it has everything you'd expect from like classic 80s action cheese.
And like,
that's
like,
what it
when I try to
it
describe
tropes.
It to you, like that hits all those points. Like, okay, is it alien
honestly,
comes down?
When you describe it to us,
it's the same thing that fucking the show, the movie described you.
Yes,
as.
When you described it to us, it sounded fucking boring.
Yeah, when you describe it, it sounds horrible.
Yeah, I
the
thought
same
it was boring.
Thing I described was the same thing as the description before I read it.
Nah, it's
the description
it's,
says exactly
no, no,
thing
no,
I
no,
said
the
it.
Description
true,
doesn't
yeah.
make it that great, but when you describe it, it sounds just
yeah. You say like
awful.
It's aliens, and there's an alien that chases. You know, comes down, takes over a body, chases another alien that also took over a body. It sounds fucking boring, but it was really good.
It was, and I know Species sounds like TV. That, and Species is a great movie.
I don't know what Species is.
It's coming
next
up on
week
One Star.
On
She bangs some guy to death. She also fucks some guy to death.
That's true.
In a hot tub instead of a car.
Oh, okay.
In which one? The first, second, or third?
I think it's the first one. Species. They're in a hot tub and she bangs some guy to death.
Well, I would say, I mean, this movie's not a 5-star movie, but it's like a good 3.5 to 4. Like,
all right, rating time. One out of 5
rating
stars.
Time. I had more other things to say, you know, bloopers.
Oh, we gotta look up more stuff.
Do we need to find out trivia about this?
Yeah, we usually do.
Let's do this with the
end. But we don't have a movie that's usually this good.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
So, yours is, what, 3.5?
Okay, I would say 3.5. Like, 3 to 3.5 stars. Not really a 4, because, like, it's not a 4-star film, but 3 to 3.5. And
what's our rating, 5?
What?
Rating to 5?
Yeah, rating 1 to 5. Yeah.
Alright.
Let's see. Trivia.
This gets short and sweet. They'll do the long ones.
Yeah, let's
someone
get
else
some...
read that while yeah, they no. other one, we go to the short ones.
Oh, here you go. During an interview on TNT in 94, Claudia Christen mentioned The Hidden as being her prior experience with aliens. She said this qualified her to work on Babylon 5.
What the fuck?
Apparently the stripper worked on Babylon 5.
Yeah, apparently so.
She is the wife in another film. I can't fucking remember where. The stripper, she played some guy's wife in another film.
Oh, look. The character named DeVries is also in Dune, another sci-fi film starring Kyle MacLachlan.
Fair enough, yeah. That's cool. Of all his films...
Look, hey, you're in this film too?
All
right.
Of all his films, director Jack Shoulders says this is his favorite. Wow, you got actors saying this is a great film.
Okay, I want to read this one.
What's
the plot of the film? Alien criminal and alien cop living in the bodies of humans on Earth bears some striking resemblance to Hal Clement's novel Needle, also known as From Outer Space, though the stories are completely different.
Oh, it just has a base.
The store Brenda, as the alien, drove into was called Neptune's Mannequins. She also passes through a door that says Neptune.
What's that got to do with it?
I don't know. It's just fucking... This is trivia, man. It's not like...
That's stupid.
Special.
Spoilers. No, well, spoilers. There's nothing for this film, man.
Huh. Okay.
And this movie has notable cars.
To learn more about...
This has several notable cars and car chases.
You want to hear more about the hidden... Check your local library.
I highly doubt it. It's
been One Star Films.
Wait, you guys didn't give a rating.
You're right. 3.5
3.5
It's solid. I will watch this again if it
comes
on.
Yeah, I'd give it a 3.5
Yeah.
I will not turn it off.
I think we're all agreed on 3.5
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good.
It's fun to watch again if it comes on.
That's 10.5
You know, I would watch again, not right away, but I think it's best served as kind of like a one-off. Like, it's going to be at its best the first time you watch it.
Yeah, I think so. So about 10.5 out of 15 stars.
Maybe like some sort of Hollywood bad movie night.
So
like,
we
like
just overall rounded to being 3.5 out of 5 stars.
3.5
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with this film at all.
No, there's nothing. I mean, like, the story isn't... 80s,
cheesy.
It's not a top film, but it's a great film, though. It's pretty fun.
I wish they had more chases in particular cars. More Ferrari chases.
Especially through glass. You know, like guys carrying glass.
Through glass.
You know what I appreciated about that scene, though? The car didn't just go right through the glass.
It hit that guy.
It hit the guy.
Yeah,
that was the best part, is that that guy fucking
died.
The
dude actually got beamed with it instead of like, oh, damn, now we're standing on opposite sides holding our little
broken
glass.
Well, just stand still and the car will go through us.
Yeah. No, it didn't. All right, so this has been One Star Films. We have watched The Hidden. Seek it out. It's actually not that bad.
Yeah, it's actually something worth actually
watching.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'm Roach.
It is recommended.
I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
And we'll catch you in a little bit.
We'll see you next year for One Star.
Yeah.
One of us.
When Roach gets to pick the first film of the year.
And oh, you know it's going to be good.
Really?
Yeah, Roach gets first pick of the year.
Yay.
Kirk Cameron saves Christmas. Save him.